This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2145. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded June 30th, Antarctica, Bolivia, Brazil, China, Cuba, Ecuador, Georgia, Indonesia, Iran, Italy, Korea, South and North, Malaysia, Mexico, North America, Peru, Poland, Puerto Rico, Russia, Solomon Islands, Sri Lanka, Taiwan, Tibet, Ukraine, Yukubanai, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. I'm still monitoring LRA 36 Antarctica via remote near Buenos Aires on 15475.98, reduced carrier USB. I heard their full broadcast on Saturday, June 25th. I tuned in half an hour earlier, but it did not come on the air until 1445, just with some musical prelude. Actual programming from 1459 until it cut off the air abruptly about 1620. It's all in Spanish after a multilingual ID at the beginning, and they always play that wonderful theme song about Antarctica. On that date, it was program number 8 of the 2022 cycle, and they have some new catchphrases, such as Audaz bajo el cielo más austral, meaning boldly below the most southern sky. Although Antarctica is supposedly an international continent, at 1600 they admitted they are there to maintain Argentine sovereignty. They broadcast twice a week if everything's working, and I heard the next program, number 9, on Wednesday, June 29th. This time it cut on the air at 1447, but it cut off the air very early and abruptly at 1518 and not heard further. Other listeners are now getting EQSLs from LRA 36, signed by the four-woman staff and their masculine leader. The one that Kari Kallio got in Finland said the power is 300 watts to a rhombic antenna. Manuel Mendez in Spain, who usually can detect it direct at an S1 level, also got one, but it was a reply not to a reception report, but to an inquiry he sent before they ever resumed broadcasting. It cited the date and time of his mail when they were certainly not on the air. He then tried to explain them what a QSL really is, but got no further reply. So it seems their EQSLs are worthless, just acknowledgments without any checking or vetting. Oh, also in the reply to Kari Kallio, they say they have a receptor Collins HF80. I guess they're trying to say a Collins HF80 transmitter for those 300 watts. From Bolivia, the occasionally active Radio Pio 12, reported last week on 5953. In Sweden, shortwave bulletin, Thomas Nielsen says he noted the carrier measured on exactly 5952.465. Radio Voz Missionaria, Brazil, continues to be way off its assigned frequency, 9665, but it's been relatively stable during the past week. For example, June 26th at 0637, it does run all night. I measured it varying around 9673.352, and then on the 27th at 0130 on 9673.310. Here's another Brazilian, a pirate much harder to hear in North America, but reported by Lucio Otavio Bobrovic in Brazil, Radio Casa on 4005 in São Paulo State. He says he heard it return there with English and Brazilian pop music selections and IDs between the songs. Time not given, but he sent this at midnight 16 UT, June 29th. And he says besides 4005, its other frequencies are 5900 and 7455. China, from Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard reports on CHBC, China Huayi Broadcasting Corporation, on 6185. It had been off the air for routine maintenance, but it was back June 24th, heard after 1030 UT. And he got an article forwarded by Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener in Germany with a political analysis from a Taiwanese viewpoint. It's from globaltaiwan.org, dated February 15th of 2017, about the role of PLA Base 311 in political warfare against Taiwan, by Elsa B. Kania, an analyst at the Long-Term Strategy Group. It is a long article, but beginning thus: the People's Liberation Army utilizes techniques and methods associated with the three warfares to target Taiwan, particularly through the efforts of the former General Political Department's Base 311, its political opinion warfare, psychological warfare, and legal warfare base. Base 311, headquartered in Fujian, Fuzhou Province, seemingly oversees at least 6 regiments that are responsible for engaging in the 3 warfares against Taiwan, including through multiple forms of propaganda. And yes, that includes CHBC. It is a commercial front established in 1991, focusing on Taiwan-related content. The PLA's efforts to target Taiwan in peacetime have involved extensive propaganda and exchange activities organized by front organizations. In wartime, Base 311 would take on a much more active, combat-oriented function in coordination with kinetic and information operations. And Ron Howard adds, this corresponds with what I've been reading about Voice of Strait in Wikipedia, 4900 and 4940 kHz. It says, in 2015, the unit operating Voice of Strait was transferred from the PLA General Political Department to the PLA Strategic Support Force, Base 311, primarily responsible for psychological warfare operations against Taiwan. There's also a new Christian broadcast, Indochina, Wednesdays and Saturdays at 11:30 to 12 UT, 11925 from a 300 kilowatt Taiwan transmitter. Takahito Akabayashi in Tokyo says another Japanese DXer, Naoyuki Chaya, received an email in Japanese from this station for his reception report in English, and they say their English name is Word of Life China Radio Broadcast. Vineyard hears Spurs many mornings, but not every time, from Radio Vanacuba's 13700 transmitter, various spots on the 13 megahertz band. And I'm not the only one in the NASA flash sheet. Mark Taylor in Wisconsin reports it June 26th at 1300, measured on exactly 13632.06 and 13767.87. This can also happen at a completely different day part. Rick Barton, Arizona reports on June 19th, 13595, from 2330 UT until it went off at midnight 9, a loud hum whine, which turned out to be Radio Havana Spanish in an FM mode. He does not say which transmitter it was coming from, but maybe it was 13680. Rick Barton also reports on June 19th from 2230, a numbers station from Cuba, a spy station on 13805, a new frequency for that, until it went off by 2310. Ken Zicke in Michigan reports an unusual unlisted new frequency for Radio Marti from North Carolina, 9680, June 24th from 1000 UT. However, the carrier was already on at 0940. Manuel Mendez in Spain has been hearing the remnant of HCJB in Ecuador, its only remaining and now low-powered frequency, 6050. UT Saturday, June 25th, it went off at 0500. Algeria, however, had been on the same frequency. Then on the next day, UT Sunday, June 26th, he was listening from 0342 with broadcasting from Pichincha province. Algeria was again a problem after 0400, but it was intermittent, off the air at 422, so he's hearing HCJB with a clear signal. Algeria was back on by 0454, but HCJB closed with its national anthem at 458. We had been filing Abkhazia as a radio country at the beginning of the alphabet, but since that's the Russian-occupied portion of Georgia, much like they've done with Ukraine, we're giving it back to Georgia. Now, there is a shortwave station there, and Nico Philby near Paris, France, reports Radio Apsua, APSUA, measured on 9534.8, June 28th from 0628 until it went off at 0700. In the Abkhazian language. It's also been reported with portions in, of course, Russian. Ron Howard in California reports on Voice of Indonesia broadcasting via Palangkaraya 3325. On June 29th, it suddenly came on at 1236 UT, a very late start, and it had been off the air earlier during many checks. And then after 1300, news in English, national and international, Today in History, past 1310. Via BCDX, news from the IARU surveillance system about an increase in UNID intruders in the ham bands since the Russian invasion of Ukraine. So this is about over-the-horizon radar, and only one specific frequency is in this report, saying from Iran, Their broadcast is on 28860 with a bandwidth of about 45 kHz. Others are from the British Bath in Cyprus, which has a bandwidth of 20 kHz, and of course from Russia, where the bandwidth is 12 kHz, so I guess that's one way to tell them apart. From the Rai Italy website via Patrick Robich, Medium Wave Circle, the medium wave stations of Rai in Italy will close on September 10th. The announcement is actually being made because these frequencies have been carrying what we call descriptive video service, explaining what's on TV screens from corresponding Rai telecasts. That can still be accessed if properly configured from the television transmissions. According to WRTH, the frequencies concerned on the Radio 1 network are 657, 900. Those two are the highest power with 100 kilowatts and lower powers on 936, 999, 1062, 1107, 1116, 1431, 1449, and 1575 kilohertz. It's hard to imagine a major national medium wave network dedicated to nothing but descriptive video, but I guess the more important real radio is on FM. Marco in Italy replies, most of the service is already via digital television, only a few programs have an additional medium wave option, and there are very few medium wave capable receivers nowadays in Italy. This led me to muse about descriptive video service in the U.S., which is easy to overlook. Stephen Luce says, it's used in a number of TV shows, indicated by an on-screen logo at the beginning. You might point out that this makes no sense for a visually impaired person, but those needing it would probably have the descriptive audio track enabled full-time. KBS World Radio South Korea has been carrying out some test transmissions, but they're not in English and not for North America, so I haven't said much about them. But that led to these comments from Alan Holder, G4ZBH, on the Isle of Wight. He says, I have been a technical monitor for KBS since 1998. They were always very good in relations with listeners. I kept several of the personal messages I used to get from a few of their presenters and lots of goodies they sent over the years. All that changed in 2017 on the English service, which went through a major reshuffle. They got rid of their weekly show Listener's Lounge, and the personal contact with the audience was lost. Mail replies had become extremely erratic. My monthly reports are now acknowledged by mail about once every 6 months with a batch of QSLs, all the same design. I am still waiting to hear if they have selected me as a monitor for this year, which is half over. I now send out very few reception reports to shortwave broadcasters, since I feel all the trouble I go to in explaining deficiencies in transmitters, program mix-ups, propagation issues never appear to be acted upon. Many stations no longer care about providing an effective and reliable service on shortwave. Streaming via the Internet is all that matters these days. Guarding 15575 for North America at 13 to 15 UT, they will never change it. I was in contact with a technician back in 2001. According to him, the North American antenna they have, 40 degree azimuth, is only able to operate on the 15 to 16 megahertz band. The only other antenna they could use for 9 or 11 megahertz would be toward South America at 81 degrees. Can be slewed to 96 and maybe 66. It might provide a better service in some parts of North and Central America in winter off the side of the main beam. Wolfgang Büschel says it's a pity that their 250 kilowatt Ampagon transmitter was refurbished in March 2019, but they did not get a revolving Alice antenna, which could easily have been pointed at 28 degrees toward North America. Via international vacuum, Internet, AM, FM, and shortwave, World of Radio 2145, a non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com. Thanks this week for financial support from Terry Colgan, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. And he says, thanks for your continuing dedication to the radio listening hobby. Well, not necessarily in U.S. funds, but one may also contribute via money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. Landessens from South to North Korea, reported by Ron Howard in California. This week's frequency starting Monday, June 27th for Echo of Hope, or VOH, many of which have changed by 5 kHz or so, heard at 1248 UT, 3985, 4880, 5995, 6245, 6350, and 9095. And the other station, Voice of the People, made no changes. It was still on 3480. 3910, 3930, 4450, 6520, and 6600. As for Shokaze or Sea Breeze from Japan about North Korean abductions with English only on Wednesdays, he heard it on June 29th at 1325 on 5920 and 6040. Those are probably about to change for July. Also from Ron Howard, very good news about Malaysia on June 27th. Now two active shortwave stations, both well heard. It had been on 11665, but 9835 had been missing, but it's back. Did they totally overhaul the old transmitter, or is it a new one? It's from Kajang on the west coast of peninsular Malaysia, but carrying the Sarawak FM program on 9835. Heard before and after 14 UT, but off the air at 1401 after ID and news. Ron then wrote to RTM congratulating them on having both frequencies on the air and got a reply from Khairuddin H.J. Osman, head of assistant director operation, the technical section. We managed to repair and up our transmitter on the air now since March 2022 due to a transmitter problem. So it appears that both frequencies are actually from their repaired transmitters. Then Rob Wagner in Australia replied on June 28th, I've been listening to 9835. It suddenly jumped up to 9836.77 at midnight 42 and back to 9835 2 minutes later, so still making some adjustments. Then on June 29th, Ron says on 9835, the normal 3 minutes of the Islamic call to prayer for the night Isha at 12:07. On June 27th, I finally had my first sporadic EFMDX opening from Mexico this year between 1830 and 20 UT, a number of stations in the Mexico City area. Approximate distance, 1890 kilometers or 1174 miles. Especially pleased with hearing on 96.5, the FM companion of shortwave 6185, Radio Educacion. Its call sign is XHEPFM, and it's listed with only 3 kilowatts. And they were the only station I heard giving any world news, Nuestro Mundo, before 20 UT. Antichrist Pirate Station YHWH continues to be heard almost every night on 7475, at least by Rick Barton in Arizona. He reports it on June 24th at 0400, talking about homosexual gay orgies in Tel Aviv, and saying he would like to see unconventional Jewish people relocate, giving his mail contact address, Marty Elliott, Box 134, Olancha, California, 93549. Also heard by Walt Salmaniv in British Columbia, 6 hertz below 7475, June 29th, tuned in at 0412, and went off at 40 seconds past 0457. Manuel Mendez, Spain, reports Peru's Radio Tarma, 4775, June 25th from 0132, until closed down at 0200. Agarapal in Austria reports to the British DX Club, 2 minutes of news in English from Polish Radio Longwave, 225 kilohertz. June 27th at 0706, saying, good morning, it's 9 o'clock. And after the news, they said they would do it again 2 hours later. Three Puerto Rican medium wave frequencies have swapped their call signs around, as reported to the FCC via NRC DX News. This is rather convoluted. See if you can follow what's going on as reported. On 680, WAPA WAPA in San Juan changed to WBQN on May 27th. On 1160, WBQN in Barceloneta, Manatí, changed to WAPA on May 27th, but then on June 10th it changed again to WISO, and then on June 24th to WMTI. And on 1260, WISO in Ponce changed to WAPA on June 10th. From onair.ru, the radio station Echo of Moscow has every chance to return to the air in its original form. The decision to liquidate it by the board of directors has been challenged in court and will go to the Supreme Court if necessary. If restored, all the journalists who want to return to work will certainly do so. Ron Howard observes, SIBC Solomon Islands 5020. I think this was June 28th at 11:57 UT, with devotional and prayer in English and ID, but cut off a few seconds into the national anthem at 12:01, so it seems they are doing it with a timer. In the NASA flash sheet, Rich D'Angelo in Pennsylvania reports, SLBC Sri Lanka on 11905, June 22nd at midnight 28 to midnight 56, an open carrier and instrumental music, group singing until an announcer gave its station ID and announcements in Bangla. It was a program basically of nice listening music with a carrier terminated during a flute instrumental. Fair but steady reception. However, 4 days later, on June 26th, Steve Witt of Medium Wave News reports this from the Sri Lanka Daily Mirror. Sri Lanka's economy has collapsed and the country has almost run out of fuel. From tomorrow, 3 hours per day of rolling power blackouts are being imposed. Unless broadcasters are exempt or have their own backup diesel generators, there may be temporary radio silence. The power cuts don't seem to warrant a mention on the SLBC website. Ron Howard reports, Fuxing Broadcasting Station, Taiwan, on 15375, much stronger in upper than lower sideband, June 25th, Saturday at 0845 until off at 0902, but with terribly distorted audio, a recent development. Carrier stayed on past 0910. The other two frequencies were only carriers, 9410 and 9774. A DX India exclusive from Joe's Jacob on June 29th. All India Radio changed both frequencies for its Tibetan language service at 1045 to 1215, 9950 and 11560, replacing 9910 and 11590. Wolfgang Büschel hastened at 1203 to check via remote in East Asia and found that the CNR1 jamming was still on the old frequencies, and he measured the new ones on 9949.803 and 11559.789, seemingly the odd transmitter at Kingsway near Delhi. About relays of Ukraine, Joe Inod in southwestern Pennsylvania says the WRMI broadcast on 5010 at 12 UT is on the schedule. June 26 was actually replaced by Brother Scare. Richard Langley says, while relays of Ukraine via WRMI seem to have stalled, the relays via Radio Baltic Waves International Lithuania on 1386 kHz, including Ukraine security issue in English at midnight UT, are live and current. They must get the audio on a special internet line or via satellite. This is 75 kilowatts, rated at 300, but typically well received by the remote receiver in Holland overnight. Furthermore, on medium wave list via Idun's medium wave info, Alexander Miatlikov in Ukraine says RUI's schedule features short news bulletins, Ukraine security issue in various language, including English, which is heard at all these times, although the schedule is very volatile. At UT 21, 2120, 22, midnight, 02, and 04. That is on UR's own frequencies in Ukraine as well as the 1386 Lithuanian relay. However, it seemed as of June 25th that Radio Baltic Waves International was relaying the stream of Radio Ukraine International and not the UR Program 1. In March through May, both streams were identical, but some differences have appeared over the past month. Chris Greenway notifies us that BBC World Service is offering a new EQSL service. It's at this website, eqsl.tools.bbc.co.uk. Alokesh Gupta then reported receiving an automated QSL, but no data. I wonder if the reports are even checked by a human being. How about reporting a non-existent frequency and see what happens? Alokesh replies, the frequencies are predefined. You need to select from the drop-down list, but other fields can be tinkered with. I see that the QSL says your report was submitted successfully, not that it is correct. So it seems like it's the same kind of thing Antarctica is doing. Kari Kallio in Finland says, after hearing about BBC EQSLs, one Finnish DXer announced to have used a similar robot at KBS South Korea, getting answers to his real and correct reception reports. Anyhow, back at BBC, their generic no-data reply has them covered, as they're not really verifying any reception. Dan Robinson, who has become a fierce critic of his former employer, the U.S. Agency for Global Media, says the Senate Foreign Relations Committee has approved Amanda Bennett to head USAGM. Her nomination was confirmed without her facing a single difficult question about a series of troubling issues relating to her time as VOA director. She was confirmed as part of an en bloc vote with other nominees, and apparently a backroom deal by committee head Robert Menendez of New Jersey. He was hoping that some Republican senators would raise questions about the nomination. John Filiozzi replies, "I suppose this proves the insignificance of USAGM and the VOA in the eyes of Congress. Sad but true all the same, a small matter when measured against abortion, guns, inflation, gas prices, and getting reelected, especially the last one." Radio Angela curator Bill Tuffer tells us more about new shows on 5130 WBCQ from UT Saturday, July 2nd. At 02 to 03 UT, the first half hour will be a new weekly Orwellian Airways. Lainey Peterson will be reading from George Orwell's works starting with 1984. And at 02:30, the second half hour is Greek Music Refuge. Having decided that a shortwave spectrum without any Greek music is unacceptable, Bill Tobert presents a balm from his own impressive collection until something better comes onto the airwaves. Also, UT Monday, July 4th at 02, Act 3 of The Merry Widow, and a shorter rendition of Lehar's Das Land des Lächelns, The Land of Smiles, in German, and some shorter compositions, and the following Sunday night, Vivaldi. More about the resuscitated WMLK in Pennsylvania on 9275. In the NASA flash sheet, Jerry Lenneman in Waco likes to use Google Earth to take a closer look at various shortwave sites, and he says, although registered with a rhombic at 53 degrees, actually, the array is a curtain with two center-fed, fat-stacked dipoles with a screen reflector and an actual azimuth of about 58 degrees. Mike Cooper forwards a story from the Mississippi Clarion Ledger about WJDX 620 in Jackson. Their former building is being restored to its Art Deco glory. The story appeared on June 24th. CC Watcher David Yosses reports on June 27th, today the FCC granted WFME 1560 New York, an increase from 1 to 10 kilowatts for their slant wire special temporary operation from a site in New Jersey. It seems they'll be bumping up the powers step by step. The FM band sporadic EDX is hardly ever reported at under 500 miles. If it is, it means it's an extremely strong opening, and such was the case on June 28th after 1610 UT. When I had several stations from southeast Texas under 500 miles, and even 329 miles from KOYE in Frankston, Texas, on 96.7. WTFDA Bryce Foster reminds us of a VHFDX podcast that he and Nick Langan are producing. I checked one. It's about an hour long. You can find them at anchor.fm/VHFDX. The HF propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder. ANK indices peaking at 12 and 4 on July 10th, 14th to 16th, and 22nd. Solar flux rising from 100 July 2nd to a peak of 140 from July 11th to 16th, and down to 105 by the 23rd. And so concludes World of Radio number 2145. Glenn Hauser here, hoping you found it informative. And we'll make a point of hearing me again next week with a standard disclaimer.